Page 475. Chapter 10. How King Arthur, at the request of Sir Gawain, concluded to make war against Sir Lancelot, and laid siege to his castle called Joyous Gard. "Alas," said Sir Gawain, "now is my joy gone." And then he fell down and swooned, and long he lay there as he had been dead. And then when he arose of his swoon, he cried out sorrowfully, and said, "Alas!" And right so Sir Gawain ran to the king, crying and weeping, "O King Arthur, mine uncle, my good brother Sir Gareth is slain, and so is my brother Sir Gaheris, the which were two noble knights." Then the king wept, and he both, and so they fell on swooning. And when they were revived, then spake Sir Gawain, "Sir, I will go see my brother Sir Gareth." "Ye may not see him," said the king, "for I caused him to be interred, and Sir Gaheris both, for I well understood that ye would make overmuch sorrow, and the sight of Sir Gareth should have caused your double sorrow." "Alas, my lord," said Sir Gawain, "how slew he my brother Sir Gareth? Mine own lord, I pray you tell me." "Truly," said the king, "I shall tell you as it is told me. Sir Lancelot slew him and Sir Gaheris both." "Alas," said Sir Gawain, "they bear none arms against him, neither of them both." "I wot not how it was," said the king, "but as it is said, Sir Lancelot slew them both in the thickest of the press, and knew them not, and therefore let us shape a remedy for to revenge their deaths." "My king, my lord, and mine uncle," said Sir Gawain, "wit ye well now I shall make you a promise that I shall hold by my knighthood, that from this day I shall never fail Sir Lancelot until one of us have slain the other. And therefore I require you, my lord and king, dress you to the war, for wit ye well I will be revenged upon Sir Lancelot. And therefore, as ye will have my service and my love, now haste you thereto, and assay your friends." Page 476. "For I promise unto God," said Sir Gawain, "for the death of my brother, Sir Gareth, I shall seek Sir Lancelot throughout seven kings' realms, but I shall slay him, or else he shall slay me." "You shall not need to seek him so far," said the king, "for as I hear say, Sir Lancelot will abide me and you in the Joyous Gard, and much people draweth unto him, as I hear say." "That may I believe," said Sir Gawain, "but my lord," he said, "assay your friends, and I will assay mine." "It shall be done," said the king, "and, as I suppose, I shall be big enough to draw him out of the biggest tower of this castle." So then the king sent letters and writs throughout all England, both in the length and the breadth, for to summon all his knights. And so unto Arthur drew many knights, dukes, and earls, so that he had a great host. And when they were assembled, the king informed them how Sir Lancelot had bereft him his queen. Then the king and all his host made them ready to lay siege about Sir Lancelot, where he lay within Joyous Gard. Thereof heard Sir Lancelot, and purveyed him of many good knights, for with him held many knights, and some for his own sake, and some for the queen's sake. Thus they were on both parties well furnished, and garnished of all manner of thing that longed to the war. But King Arthur's host was so big that Sir Lancelot would not abide him in the field, for he was full loath to do battle against the king. But Sir Lancelot drew him to his strong castle with all manner of victual, and as many noble men as he might suffice within the town and the castle. Then came King Arthur with Sir Gawain with a huge host, and laid a siege all about Joyous Gard, both at the town and at the castle, and there they made strong war on both parties. But in no wise Sir Lancelot would ride out, nor go out of his castle of long time, neither he would none of his good knights to issue out, neither none of the town nor of the castle, until 15 weeks were passed. Page 477. Chapter 11. Of the communication between King Arthur and Sir Lancelot, and how King Arthur reproved him. Then it fell upon a day in harvest time, Sir Lancelot looked over the walls, and spake on high unto King Arthur and Sir Gawain. "My lords both, wit ye well all is in vain that ye make at this siege, for here win ye no worship but maugre and dishonour. For, and it list me to come myself out, and my good knights, I should full soon make an end of this war." "Come forth," said Arthur unto Lancelot, "and thou darst, and I promise thee I shall meet thee in midst of the field." "God defend me," said Sir Lancelot, "that ever I should encounter with the most noble king that made me knight." "Fie upon thy fair language," said the king, "for wit you well and trust it, I am thy mortal foe, and ever will to my death day, for thou hast slain my good knights and full noble men of my blood, and I shall never recover again. Also, that hast lain by my queen, and holden her many winters, and sithen like a traitor taken her from me by force." "My most noble lord and king," said Sir Lancelot, "ye may say what ye will, for ye wot well with yourself will I not strive. But there, as ye say, I have slain your good knights, I wot well that I have done so, for that me sore repenteth. but I was enforced to do battle with them in saving of my life, or else I must have suffered them to have slain me. And as for my lady, Queen Guinevere, except your person of your highness, and my lord Sir Gawain, there is no knight under heaven that dare make it good upon me that ever was I was a traitor unto your person. And where it please you to say that I have holden your, my lady, your queen, your years and winters, unto that I shall ever make a large answer, and prove it upon any knight that beareth the life, except your person and Sir Gawain, that my lady Queen Guinevere is a true lady unto your person as any is living unto her lord, and that will I make good with my hands. Page 478. Howbeit it hath liked her good grace to have me in charity, and to cherish me more than any other knight, and unto my power I again have deserved her love, and ofttimes, my lord, ye have consented that she should be burnt and destroyed in your heat. And then it fortuned me to do battle for her, or I departed from her adversary. They confess their untruth, and she full worshipfully excused. And at such times, my lord Arthur, said Sir Lancelot, ye loved me and thanked me when I saved your queen from the fire, and then ye promised me for ever to be my good lord. And now methinketh ye reward me full ill for my good service. And, my good lord, meseemeth I had lost a great part of my worship in my knighthood, and I had suffered my lady your queen to have been burnt, and insomuch she should have been burnt for my sake. For sithen I have done battles for your queen in other quarrels than in mine own, meseemeth now I had more right to do battle for her in right quarrel. And therefore, my good and gracious lord, said Sir Lancelot, take your queen unto your good grace, for she is both fair, true, and good. Fie on thee, false recreant knight, said Sir Gawain. I let thee wit my lord, mine uncle King Arthur, shall have his queen, and thee, maugre thy visage, and slay you both, whether it please him. It may well be, said Sir Lancelot, but wit ye well, my lord Gawain, and me list to come out of this castle, ye should win me and the queen more harder than ever ye won a strong battle. Fie on thy proud word, said Sir Gawain. As for my lady the queen, I will never say of her shame. But thou, false and recreant knight, said Sir Gawain, what cause hadst thou to slay my good brother Sir Gareth, that loved thee more than all, my kin? And thou madest him knight thine own hands. Why slew thou him that loved thee so well? For to excuse me, said Sir Lancelot, it helpeth me not, but by Jesu and by the faith that I owe to the high order of knighthood, I should with as good will have slain my nephew Sir Bors de Ganis at that time. Page 479. But alas, that ever I was so unhappy, said Lancelot, that I had not seen Sir Gareth and Sir Gaheris. Thou liest, recreant knight, said Sir Gawain. Thou slewest him in despite of me, and therefore, wit thou well, I shall make war to thee in all the while that I may live. That me repenteth, said Sir Lancelot, for well I understand it helpeth not to seek none accordment, while ye, Sir Gawain, are so mischievously set. And if ye were not, I would no doubt to have the good grace of my lord Arthur. I believe it well, false recreant knight, said Sir Gawain, for thou hast many long days overled me and us all, and destroyed many of our good knights.
Overled means oppressed. Text.
Ye say as it pleaseth you, said Sir Lancelot, and yet may it never be said on me, and openly proved, that ever I, by forecast of treason, slew no good knight, as my lord Sir Gawain ye have done.
Forecast means intention. Text.
And so did I never, but in my defense, that I was driven thereto in saving my life. Ah, false knight, said Sir Gawain, that thou meanest by Sir Lamorack, wit thou well I slew him. Ye slew him not yourself, said Sir Lancelot. It had been overmuch on hand for you to have slain him, for he was one of the best knights christened of this age, and it was great pity of his death. Chapter 12. How the cousins and kinsmen of Sir Lancelot excited him to go out to battle, and how they made him ready. Well, well, said Sir Gawain to Lancelot, sithen thou embraidest me of Sir Lamorack.
Embraidest means upbraid. Text.
Wit thou well, I shall never leave thee till I have thee at such avail that thou shalt not escape my hands.